Black voters turn their backs on Mike Bloomberg during church service. By Kyle Morris on March 1, 2020. Congregants of a historically black church in Selma, Alabama, turned their backs on Democrat presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg on Sunday as he addressed them. The protest, which remained silent and peaceful, took place as Bloomberg was giving a speech on the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, a day when police attacked black citizens during a civil rights march in the town. Several images shared to social media on Sunday showed both black and white voters standing with their backs turned to Bloomberg and Selma's Brown Chapel Ame Church. According to those who attended the event, former Georgia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams sat behind Bloomberg during his speech. Bloomberg, a former mayor of New York City, has had a history of questionable comments surrounding America's black community. In 2011, during the launch of his multi-million-dollar Young Men's Initiative, Bloomberg claimed black and Latino men don't know how to behave in the workplace. During Bloomberg's tenure as New York City mayor, nearly 5 million individuals, primarily young men of color, were stopped and frisked. Bloomberg's resurfaced comments on stop and frisk came during a 2015 speech to the Aspen Institute, where he pushed the idea of cities taking the initiative on instituting and enforcing the gun bans. Bloomberg said of young minorities, "Throw them against the wall and frisk them," and admitted that we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods because that's where all the crime is. The Aspen Times quoted Bloomberg as saying, "Cities need to get guns out of the hands of individuals who are male, minority, and between the ages of 15 and 25. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.